And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Yeah, time for round one of radio's shortest quiz. And joining us today, one of our regular contestants, who we've not heard from for some time. Say good morning to Brian Derbyshire. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Dave.
And well done for being the first person through with the correct answer to the Sunday survey, so hopefully you're on a roll this morning.
I wish, yeah.
And please don't tell everybody what the answer is, because we don't want to spoil it. Right, so what have you been up to since we spoke to you about a month ago now, I suspect?
Not too much in that. I had another COVID booster.
Oh, right.
By mistake, I've had six now.
Oh, six, gosh. That must be something of a world record, I suspect.
I know, they were in Elsmere Port, and right. They were doing it from a van, and they asked me, and I said, yeah.
Why not?
I couldn't remember how many I had, you know.
Anyway, that's not a bad thing, is it, really? It will keep you nice and protected for the next few months.
Yeah.
Right, usual reminder, once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. As you know, I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Yep.
Good luck, and here they come. In which language did Falco sing Rock Me Amadeus?
French.
Money for Nothing and So Far Away feature on which 80s album?
Brothers in Arms.
In which decade was Neil Diamond born?
40s.
Which group recorded You Won't Find Another Fool Like Me in 1974?
Pass.
Kathy McGowan was a regular presenter on which 60s pop show?
Ready, Steady, Go.
Don't Worry, Be Happy was recorded by Bobby who?
Farrell.
60s singer James Marcus Smith was better known as PJ who?
Proby.
Who had a hit in 1996 with Mysterious Girl?
Oh, what was his name? Couldn't stand him. Peter Andre.
Which group did Paul Heaton form after the House Martins?
Happy Mondays.
You're going to go for Happy Mondays on that one. Right, bit of a mixed bag there this morning, I think.
Yeah.
You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 questions in your allotted time, and you passed on just one question. And this week you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions right. So
a disaster.
Not a disaster, but certainly not your best score. But they just didn't go your way, some of them. And I always think, and I've said this before, if you can't work out the answer to the first question, it does throw you somewhat, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Oh, it was Beautiful South, not Happy.
It was the Beautiful South. You've corrected that one. Question number one: in which language did Falco sing "Rock Me Amadeus"? Not French, but German. Yes.
Oh, no.
You should have said that.
Oh, no.
Which group recorded You Won't Find Another Fool Like Me in 1974? They were the New Seekers.
Oh, right.
And Don't Worry, Be Happy was recorded by Bobby McFerrin.
Oh, McFerrin.
You remember that. And you've corrected the last one. Paul Heaton, after the House Martins, formed the Beautiful South. So 5 out of 9 with one pass. We'll find out whether it's a winning score in a minute. But in the meantime, thanks for taking part.
No problem.
And I would suggest you don't have any more COVID jabs for a few weeks at least.
They're going to use me as a donor.
Maybe. Yeah, brilliant. Thanks, Brian.
All right, Dave.
Bye-bye now. Bye. So that's round one of the quiz out of the way. And in about 55 minutes' time, we'll see if anybody can beat that score of 5 out of 9.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
12:32 now. If you're listening an hour ago, you'll have heard Brian Derbyshire get a score of 5 out of 9 with just one pass. Hoping to beat that, one of our regular contestants who gets consistently high scores. Say good afternoon to Kevin Jeffries. Hi, Kev.
Afternoon, Dave.
Good afternoon to you. And you were telling me about another interesting story about something written on a gravestone. I was talking about this guy from Seattle who was a joker who had on his gravestone, "Here lies Jack in the Box." But I think you've got one that's even better, haven't you?
Yeah. Spike Milligan, he's got on his gravestone, "See, I told you I was ill."
Brilliant. And that's a true story as well, isn't it?
It is.
Right, so how did you get on with round one then? 9 questions?
I got 8 out of 9.
Right, and which one did you slip up on then?
The Dire Straits one.
Right, and is that because you're not into the music of Dire Straits?
Yeah, it is.
Right, okay, you're more or less on your own there, because they were one of the most successful bands back in the 80s, weren't they?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. As you know, I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, just say pass and we'll move on, okay?
Okay.
Good luck, and here they come. Which country is singer and songwriter Leonard Cohen from?
Canada.
Who sang the theme song to the film Watership Down?
Art Garfunkel.
In which decade did CDs first go on sale in Europe?
1980s.
Which singer and songwriter called his son Zoe?
David Bowie.
How was the singer LaDonna Andrea Gaines better known?
Donna Summer.
Who had a hit with Nothing's Gonna Change My Love For You?
Glenn Medeiros.
The first single to sell 2 million copies in the UK was Mull of what?
Kintyre.
Who recorded Private Investigations in 1982?
Dire Straits.
In which decade did John Lennon's Imagine reach number one?
The 1980s.
Complete the title of this Ricky Valance hit, Tell Laura.
I Love Her.
Who recorded an album in 83 called Face Value?
Phil Collins.
In which decade was Brian Adams born?
40s.
Which crooner had an album and a single in the 70s called And I Love You So? And we'll let you answer
Perry
that one.
Perry Como.
You're going to go for Perry Como on that one. Interestingly, after what you said a few minutes ago, you actually got the Dire Straits question right. So you do know a bit about them.
I
after
do know
all.
A bit, but I wouldn't go out and buy them.
Ah, right. Okay. So you answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 questions in your allotted time. You didn't pass on any questions at all, and you got 12 questions right.
Ooh.
Hey, pretty impressive, that. Did you expect to do as well as that?
Yeah, I did.
You did? Such confidence, yeah. Right, the only one you slipped up on, and it was an understandable mistake, in which decade was Brian Adams born? You said the 1940s. You should have said the 1950s.
Yeah, I remember now. He's roughly my age.
Right, so there you go. You won't forget that in a hurry.
No.
But well done. That could end up being one of the highest scores of 2023. There, but we'll find out later in the year. But thanks for taking part. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll have you back on the radio in about a month's time.
Okay, Dave. Speak to you soon.
See you then. Bye-bye now. Bye. Hey, that was good, wasn't it? And as always, if you were playing along at home and shouting the answers at the radio, why not be really brave next Sunday morning and do it for real? Send me a message next week.